Pump and Dump is the name of the Zionist game in the Middle East and now in Libya. Beginning in Iraq, the Zionist West was very happy to pump Saddam Hussein's oil for him, not to mention pumping up his personal nest egg. But when Saddam wanted payment in gold, not dollars, for his oil, the Jewish neocons of the New York Times gave the lie to his weapons of mass destruction, and the Zionist West dumped him. Now, the leading Jewish neocon spokesman, William Kristol, is calling for a U.S. military intervention to oust the evil Gaddafi, ruler of Libya, so we can all now look for more innocents to be murdered, including young American soldiers, another ruined nation, and a new Zionist sock puppet installed. In an interview this past Monday on National Public Radio, heavily funded by the Jewish-owned Starbucks chain, Kristol held the same brush he used on Saddam Hussein to paint Gaddafi as the newest evil monster of the Middle East and the world. But why, after over 40 years, is Gaddafi suddenly the new demon for the Jewish-owned press to exorcise? It's simple. The Zionists pumped his oil for him, and now it's time to loot his vast riches and his country and dump him. In an interview with an independent European forum, a middle-class Libyan stated, "Everyone was happy here. Anyone could get an interest-free loan, and no one was hungry. But you'll never hear this kind of reporting in America, only Zionist lies." You see, Gaddafi has been bucking the system, not going along with the West agenda, and speaking out against Israeli crimes such as genocide on Gaza Strip. But when Gaddafi started negotiating an arms deal with Putin, who's been upsetting the balance in the Middle East? That spelled Gaddafi's doom. All of these spontaneous Mideast uprisings follow the same pattern and yield the same results. What did Egypt gain for all of its people's efforts to stop Israel's master plan of expanding westward to Morocco? Nothing. Zero. Zip. The same military is still in charge, answerable to America's funding. And a man worse than Mubarak, his vice president Omar Suleiman, is the new dictator. Indeed, Israel's master plan is in full throttle. And it's all part of the scheme for a Judaic world order to roll. Not only in the Middle East, but over you and me as well.